Hey everybody, and welcome back to the A1 Content Services Podcast. My name is John, and today we're going to talk about ways you can market your small business on a budget. First, thank you for coming back to the A1 Content Services Podcast and checking out another episode. If you are new to the podcast, I do try to update weekly. And we talk mostly about small businesses and how you can optimize websites, advertising, marketing in general for the local audience. Whether you have a brick and mortar store and you're talking about local billboards or print advertising and things like that, or you have a store and a website or just a website, all of the tips that I offer within my podcast can help either way, any situation. We're really just talking about the small businesses that are trying to survive since the pandemic and what they can definitely do. Now, of course, in most cases with the small businesses, the budget is small and there's more traditional advertising, but there are some ways you can advertise digitally that don't have to break the bank. So today we're going to go over a few of those, and hopefully a couple of those ideas are something you can implement yourself or with the help of somebody like me. For more information about what services I do provide for local small businesses in the Wisconsin area, please visit a1contentservices.com. Thank you. Okay, so now we're talking about your small business. We're talking about getting it advertised to your local audience, and we are talking about not doing it with a ton of money. One of the first tips might seem a little bit of a long haul project, but really it's ultimately just the cost of you typing up some content. That is to get blogging. You definitely want to just create content pages on your website, and those types of pages ultimately will provide a solution to a Google search and bring in organic traffic to your website. From there, users can learn about your business, what you offer, and possibly even contact you for more information, to set up an appointment, to come shop, use a coupon, those types of things. So for each industry, blogging is a little bit different. If you take a HVAC company, for example, they're not just going to be blogging about whatever topic pops into their head or what they did on the weekend. However, they will be blogging about ways a modern HVAC unit can save residents money, or how a simple fix or inspection once a year can save you having to replace an entire unit because of something that went faulty because it was not inspected. So articles like that can answer a question for people and then ultimately bring organic traffic to your website and maybe even turn into a new customer. So that's just the first tip. Creating content is not easy for everybody, but it is evergreen. It does live on your website forever. Google likes things like that. And it is going to be a low-cost thing to do. In my experience, small business owners will first say that they don't have time to create the content. Well, again, that is where somebody like me comes in, with experience of writing thousands of blog posts for websites all over the country in many, many different industries. So definitely reach out if you need some help, and I can at least point you in the right direction. One of the best things about most website providers is that a blog type of system is included. If your website is built on WordPress, it is actually made for blogging, so that is even nicer. You won't have to spend money on additional software or another place to put the content, just keeping the cost low, and again, just getting that content out there, just the time that it takes to write it is really the expense to the business. Another form of blogging, which has become quite popular in the last 5-6 years, is called vlogging, which is basically you're doing the exact same thing, but you're making it in video form. That's something that's a little bit more complex and maybe only works in certain industries. But with the rise of TikTok and things like that, it might be something you consider for your business if it works well. Otherwise, you know, just getting with the blogging, it's a really low cost of entry to get that content up on your site and hopefully, you know, boost your search engine rankings for organic traffic. So now we're talking about the content on your website that you built. And who are you going to share it with when it's not just being searched through the Google and Bing and Yahoo and all those other places that people can find content? The second tip, that's pretty low cost, at least for the number of subscribers you could possibly have to a newsletter, is email marketing. We all get emails, sometimes multiple times a day from the same business. We all complain about spam and all this other stuff, but we rarely unsubscribe because ultimately when you're getting that third email the day from Amazon to remind you that you have something in your shopping cart, you're going back there to double check, you're going back there to add to the cart, you're definitely going back to the website, which is all Amazon really wants at the bare minimum. So does your business benefit from email marketing? It's going to be different for each industry, of course, but if you can get it hooked up with Constant Contact or MailChimp and start collecting email addresses on your website and then providing some of the content that you build through them or specials that you have for the service you provide to those people only, it's a really easy and affordable way to market your business and some of the specials you have going on, or some updates for your business, anything you might be changing or adding to, it's a really good way to communicate directly with customers that have already opted into your email list. So they're low in the funnel. They're ready to at least hear about what you have to say. So that's a bonus. And you really can't, put a price on gathering that type of audience for your business. The third tip that's pretty low cost. We've talked about Google Ads on a budget a couple of episodes ago, if you want to double check on that, it is pay-per-click advertising. So obviously Google's there, the ads are on Google. You're able to at least target specific customers by keywords, the demographics, the behavior online, the location where they live or where they have traveled. So it really lets you like dive into a way to find that exact customer that might be searching for something that you're providing, whether it be a service or a product. And of course, the cost is there. It's a low cost because it doesn't have to be complicated. And depending on your industry, pay-per-click can be a little bit of expensive if you're an insurance or lawyer, something like that. But there are ways that you can optimize those Google ads to reduce the cost of your clicks. And there's no reason why a small Google ads campaign, like $1,000 a month, can't bring in actual revenue. So there's a lot that goes into pay-per-click, conversions, things like that, how to track it, and all that stuff can be used to optimize Google Ads to begin with, ultimately giving you the best return for that $1,000, just as an example. We're talking about low-cost ways, so when you're on a budget of, say, $100 or $200 a month, it's something you can still set up and at least test for 90 days or 6 months, and if you can just give up that kind of money just for 90 days or a 6 month test, then you're going to learn a lot of information on the back end of those ads as well. So even if you find that the conversions aren't there or something just isn't working properly, you can always turn it off. It's a low cost experiment you can do. And if you can gain a few customers out of it or a couple of email subscribers, at the end of the day, at least traffic to your site for brand awareness, that is definitely something that's well worth doing for your small business. And Google's not the only option for pay-per-click. There are other places that you can advertise your small business. That would be Bing as well. Both platforms are very similar. The costs are probably the same in terms of pay-per-click, but ultimately, like, a Bing ads is going to be a little bit less expensive because there's fewer people using it. Google has the lion's share of Google of search and of search ads, but Bing is there and they didn't go away. So it's definitely something you could take a closer look at, especially if you just want to start out and see if there's a few experiments that you can run where you're gaining a little bit of traction and really see what works for your small business. On the other side of PPC advertising is Facebook ads. Of course, social has changed a lot in the last 10 years, even in the last 3 years. But the ads are still there. There's businesses that are still doing it, and the reason they are is because they work. Depending on your industry, they can be affordable, and what you're trying to do, if you're trying to accomplish brand awareness, we're talking about pennies for page views. If you're talking about conversions through a shopping cart, you might pay a little bit more per customer, but if you have a high ticket item, ultimately to get that customer to your site to make a purchase, you're looking pretty good on the lower end of the cost to get in. Again, it's just like having a monthly budget set up for PPC, and it's got to be something that you're willing to toss for 90 days just to make sure that it works and that you have conversions set up properly. It can be a little bit confusing on the back end with Facebook Ads Manager, but once you get it set up and flowing, it's a really easy templated type of service that can push your ad out to sometimes millions of people. So if you need help with something like that, I'm definitely proficient in the Google Ads Manager and the Facebook Ads Manager. So definitely head over to my website again and just contact me there. I even offer consulting services, so you can do that all right from the website at a1contentservices.com. Let's move on to the last option for your small business. I talk about this last tip a lot because it's free. For now, it's free from Google, and anytime you get a service that or a system or software that's set up for free for your business that's offered by one of the largest search engines in the world, you have to take advantage of it, and that's Google My Business. I have tons of episodes about it. I still find businesses that don't keep it updated, that really don't care to use it, but more than half of all Google searches are done with a mobile device, and I would say at least 30% of those are based on location. So if someone is searching for HVAC near me or HVAC in enter whatever city, those results are based on that person's location. And if your business doesn't show up, you're losing traffic and a possible customer. So Google My Business is a free tool. You can create the online business profile, add all kinds of contact details. You can change your hours. You can do service areas, your website URL description. You can add products and coupons and offers and images of your company. And you can really build a lot of trust with all of that, including getting Google reviews right from the Google business profile. And that's just going to cement your business in the local area above the competitors that just kind of leave that thing just lay around. There's not a lot of time involved in updating the thing, and we're not talking about highly produced content that has to go there, but it has to be accurate. And ultimately, Google wants you to make sure it's accurate from the business profile to your website, and they will reward you. Your traffic will come through Google My Business, and that's something that can be tracked. And ultimately, you can take that information, and you know the type of customer that's coming through Google My Business. They're lower in the funnel. They probably already are looking for a specific anything that you're providing a solution to. So you take that customer and they're already warm and you're just following them through the process of continuing as your customer. If your Google business profile is not updated and you don't show up in the top three in the map pack, they call it, you're losing business. I mean, that's just, there's no other way to look at it. If you have reviews on your Google business profile and you're not responding to them, Google is going to use that as a signal that you're not active on the page and you're going to lose business. You can interact with customers. You can follow the reviews. You know the customer's behavior. The analytics will show you if they're looking for directions to your place, your phone number, your website. There's a lot of information on there provided by Google for free. And it's evolving. In the last year or two, Google rolls out some updates for it, and every single time it benefits the small business user, especially in a local area. So find out what your local area is, make sure you have your Google My Business set up, and enjoy the fact that it's free, other than you taking the time to put your content there. I have worked with businesses in the local area, in the Wisconsin or Midwest area, and set up their Google My Business pages for them. So that's something I can also help you with. If you don't find the time to do it or care to learn how to optimize one, that's a service I provide. Again, on my website, you will see that you can schedule a consultation with me at any time. I provide that through Calendly, and it's an hour consultation, and you can schedule it. You can see the times I'm available right on the website and go from there. So if you just want to learn, or you want me to walk you through a process, or you're stuck somewhere, like say in the last five tips that I offered, the PPC or the Facebook ads or blogging, email marketing, all those things I have experience with, and I can help you out with that. So I guess getting to a1contentservices.com would be your first step. So I think I'm going to end the episode there. I just wanted to run those really quick five tips past you so that you can take your small business and do some marketing on a budget. And hopefully everything works out for you. If you need some help, definitely reach out. And thanks for listening. I hope you found this information helpful for your small business marketing strategy. And please consider subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening to it so you can get the updates as soon as I publish them. I try to do them once a week. So I would love to continue this conversation. And if you have Twitter, you can find me over there at A1Content. Otherwise, visit my website at A1ContentServices.com. And you will see there some more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business. I'll leave a link in the description of the podcast. You don't have to leave a review if you don't feel like it. However, I will ask if you know another small business owner, you feel might benefit from what you heard here today, just share the podcast with them. I appreciate that, and that's all I can really ask. So hopefully you're sticking around for next week, and I will see you then.